This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi commended India's historic achievement recently in space exploration and the growing prowess in modern space technology. Addressing the nation in his first Mann Ki Baat program of 2025 on Akashwani, the Prime Minister said that the country is setting new benchmarks in space technology, with visionary scientists and innovators providing solutions to further challenges. Hailing the Bengaluru-based Indian space tech startup Pixel for successfully launching the country's first private satellite constellation Firefly, Mr. Modi called it a significant step towards self-reliance. The Prime Minister also applauded the space docking of satellites conducted recently by the Indian Space Research Organisation, ISRO, saying that this technology is important for sending supplies to space stations and crew missions in space. Prime Minister Modi applauded the flourishing startup ecosystem in the country, adding that the registration of startups in Nagaland surged by over 200% last year. On the completion of 9 years of Startup India initiative, Mr. Modi applauded the remarkable growth of the country's startup culture, particularly in smaller cities. The National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, celebrated its 20th Rising Day yesterday. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi saluted the brave personnel of NDRF. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The unwavering commitment of the personnel of NDRF to saving lives, responding to disasters, and ensuring safety during emergencies is truly commendable." He said the NDRF has also set global standards in disaster response and management. Speaking during the 20th Rising Day ceremony of the NDRF in Vijayawada, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, "India has emerged as a global leader in disaster management, and in the area of disaster resilient infrastructure, the country is leading the world." A fire broke out at Sector 19 of Mahakumbh Mela area yesterday, which was immediately brought under control. No casualty was reported in the incident. Fire services, NDRF and SDRF teams were rushed to the spot to douse the flame after receiving information about the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was also spoke to Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath over phone in this regard. The Chief Minister praised Mr. Modi about the incident. Mr. Adityanath also conducted a site inspection and directed the concerned officials to carry out the relief work on a war footing. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav will participate in the World Economic Forum 2025 beginning today at Davos in Switzerland. During the 5-day event, Mr. Vaishnav will highlight the country's developmental model. Today is the last day for withdrawal of nomination for the 70-member Delhi Assembly election. A total of 719 candidates are in fray till now. As per the Chief Electoral Officer, a total of 477 nominations have been rejected out of 1,522 nominations. The voting will be held on the 5th of next month, and counting will take place on the 8th of February. Israel says three hostages who have been held by Hamas in Gaza for 15 months are back in Israeli territory. Footage released by the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, shows that the three hostages were handed over by the Red Cross in Israel. The Israeli military has also shared pictures of the released hostages with their mothers. Team India created history by winning both the men's and the women's titles at the first ever Khokho World Cup. The Indian team showed great speed, strategy and skill to claim the trophies at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the Indian women's team on winning the first ever Khokho World Cup. And that's the end of this news bulletin.